December 3rd, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Not by might, nor by power. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. 1 Corinthians 2:4. If in preaching the gospel you substitute your clear knowledge of the way of salvation for confidence in the power of the gospel, you hinder people getting to reality. You have to see that while you proclaim your knowledge of the way of salvation, you yourself are rooted and grounded in faith in God. Never rely on the clearness of your exposition, but as you give your exposition, see that you are relying on the Holy Spirit. Rely on the certainty of God's redemptive power, and he will create his own life in souls. But once you are rooted in reality, nothing can shake you. If your faith is in experiences, anything that happens is likely to upset that faith. But nothing can ever upset God or the almighty reality of redemption. Base your faith on that, and you are as eternally secure as God. When once you get into personal contact with Jesus Christ, you will never be moved again. That is the meaning of sanctification. God puts his disapproval on human experience when we begin to adhere to the conception that sanctification is merely an experience and forget that sanctification itself has to be sanctified. See John 17:19. I have deliberately to give my sanctified life to God for his service so that he can use me as his hands and his feet. That's the end of Oswald's text. Often in our Christian experience, we strive to achieve and attain and obtain and get hold of knowledge. We spend countless hours in Bible studies discussing the Word of God and determining its meaning. We spend untold amounts of time in service for God where we're either teaching the Word of God or preaching the Word of God. Yet the way of salvation is clear. It is a matter of the heart, not a matter of the head. Once we get past the knowledge of God and let it apply to our heart of hearts and let the Spirit of God touch us, we then can be free to receive all of the love that God has for us and to return to him love that he has given to us. To rely on experience is a gross mistake, yet experience is often the evidence of whether we truly have come to the place of affection and love and adoration and praise and absolute abandon and surrender to our Jesus or not. The ultimate for a Christian is absolute abandon.